This is the world news from the BBC. The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has said the European Union will announce new sanctions on Iran next week. Sanctions have already been imposed because of Iran supplying weaponry to Russia. But Mr. Scholz confirmed more would be brought in as a response to the recent crackdown on protests there. Here's Paul Moss.
Words alone are not enough. That was the verdict Olaf Scholz delivered in his latest weekly video address to the German people, promising that as well as condemning Iran's rulers, real action would also be taken against them. No details were offered, but it's been reported that the European Union will target individuals and organizations, any which it believes are helping to suppress the present wave of demonstrations in Iran. Protesters there risk torture, imprisonment and death, Chancellor Scholz said. He also called for a meeting of the United Nations Human Rights Council to discuss the Iranian situation.
An Iranian archer who was seen without a hijab during part of an award ceremony in Tehran has apologized. Parmida Ghassani said she hadn't noticed that the head covering had slipped off. Many observers had interpreted her appearance in a video of the award ceremony as a sign of support for protests sparked by the death in custody of Mahsa Amini. The collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX says it's investigating a series of unauthorized transactions which were made as the company declared bankruptcy. Analysts say more than $200 million of assets were withdrawn in a day. The firm filed for bankruptcy protection in the US on Friday. New Zealand have won the Women's Rugby World Cup. They beat the favourites England by 34 points to 31 in a thrilling final. A record crowd of more than 40,000 fans packed into the stadium in Auckland to watch the home side claim their sixth world title. England hadn't been beaten for 30 games. BBC News.